Probably I put a long process, actually. The acquisition of a home is not the quickest process in business. It requires perseverance, persistence, and determination. There are a lot of back and forth. The closing of a mortgage is the final act of the process. When you finally get there, you know that the house is yours. The closing. Hey, I've been there last time on March 22nd. Eh? You know that the house is yours and there is no more fear. You will live in that house along with your family. What a great day. You are relieved from stress and what? Anxiety. Let us pray. Dear Father, as we will dive deep in this strange message title, and that your children here in this audience are ready to hear your message, I'm asking you to erase me, though I may be visible, but let the words may be a blessing for everyone, me including. Afford us the presence of your Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus, we do pray. Amen. So, maybe somebody may say in his heart, what is this man talking about on the sacred desk, talking about mortgage? This is for the sixth day of the week, Sunday through Friday, but Saturday we will not talk about it. I get you. We will be talking about it. There is an application for a mortgage. Am I correct? I'm giving you a class. All right. The first thing that they do when you apply for a mortgage, what is it? Soft or hard pulling of your credit. What's your credit score? What's your credit history? And you may be, there's a pre-qualification, you may be qualified or not. In that stage, if you're not qualified, it's over. All right? And then if you qualify, you submit documents to a banker or originator. If the documents are good, you are sent to an underwriter. The underwriter is very important in the process. And then this underwriter or the underwriting team requires more documents. And they will verify the documents before moving forward. If the documents are not enough, they will ask you more. If they're not clear, they will ask you better ones, etc. And then the next step is the review of the documents. And then they will tell you if the loan is approved or denied because of the documents. And then finally, they choose a closing date for you to come, sign the documents, and then they will give you the keys. That's a good thing. Eh? Good thing to have the keys of a house. And it's yours. Children happy, mother happy. I see your faces. Well, all right. Let's see what next in the process. In the process, they will ask you some questions, some possible questions. I do not put all of them, but the first question would be, are you working? Or are you self-employed? How much are you making an hour or a year? How much do you want to put down? Down deposit. Where do you want to buy that property? Have you seen the house yet? Yeah. So many questions. How much do you want to borrow? And they can tell you how much you qualify for. Do you already have a real estate agent or broker, or that's if you qualify, do you already have an attorney? Do you have a purchase agreement? I will not be able to break these down, but follow me closely, and if you have critical thinking skills, hopefully you will see these developed in my message. And then the originator or banker asks you to submit the submission of documents. Some of the documents that you need to submit: bank account statement. Sometimes you don't want to allow anybody to see your business on a bank account, but you will have to show it. Otherwise, there will be no loan. For W-2 form, you need to submit it. And then most recent pay stubs. The banker informs you about the amount you qualified for. When you get to the underwriting team, they will do what they call the appraisal of the house. How much the house or the property may, I would say, worth. Home inspection, and then they will ask you to have insurance on it. Because no bank will afford you any money without insuring the property, and that you will pay every month. And then you get to this. This one is very important. I need you to follow me closely when I get to it. That is where one must cross their fingers. If in reviewing they find a mistake, it may be all over again. So painful, eh? So painful. At this stage, they tell you the final amount you qualified for, and they tell you the attempt or attempted date for the closing. But get this, there is a closing, there are closing costs. I put A, I'm sorry. The closing costs regard all the services done from start to finish. One more time, you may not see me developing every single one of them in the message, but follow me closely and you will understand. The closing is the last step of the process. Once you get there, there should be no more what? No more, but what? Happiness and satisfaction. Once you get to the closing, that means every document is okay. You may call anybody, say, I'm gonna close on my house. This house, 3-bedroom, 2.5 bath, or whatever, 4 bedrooms, I don't know, I don't care. Wherever it is, I have it, because you are about to close. What a joy, what a peace. Path toward our heavenly home. The Heavenly Father, as I'm going to be talking one more time, please be with me. Be with your church in the name of Jesus. Amen. All our life long here on earth as Seventh-day Adventists, our hope is centered on whom? Christ, our Lord and Savior. We talk to and about him in our testimonies and messages. We talk about his birth, miracles, love, kindness, sufferings for us. We also accept hardships for his name's sake, Because this is also how to show that we love him back. Think about this part, okay? Now, steps to home, conditions for salvation. The first thing that you need to do is to accept Jesus as what? Your personal Savior. This is the first step in the process of salvation. The first step to go to heaven. The first step to have a place in the new kingdom that God will establish. The first step to live in the new Jerusalem. The first step to go to heaven for 1,000 years is to accept Jesus as what? Your personal Savior. Through this acceptance, we apply, as in the application for the mortgage, we apply for what? Our eternal life. You accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior because of what? Because you want to be saved. You want to live with him forever. Where? In the mansions that he said, going to heaven to prepare for us. Now, there are steps in pre-qualification step. One sign that shows that we qualify for eternal life is to get baptized in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Am I correct? You will see it. At the baptism or baptismal ceremony, all kind of questions are asked. Do you accept Christ as your personal Savior? Do you believe in the doctrine of one God in three distinct persons, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost? Paul and Silas teach and brought them out and said, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" What is the question? How is it labeled? How is it stipulated? What must I do to be saved? What was the answer? And they said, Paul and Silas, believe. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the first thing. Believe. Yesterday, in Vesper, me and my family, we were discussing about faith. There are many good points about faith. And if church members do not have faith, there is no way to be saved. In these last days, we need faith. I'm telling you, we need faith. The harder are things, the much we need to press on to believe in Jesus Christ. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved in thy house. So it is not just you. You need to include your family in the process of salvation. Acts 16, verses 30 to 31. Mark explains, he that believeth, first step, believe on Jesus Christ, and is baptized, the second step, to be saved, shall be saved. But he that believeth not, what will happen to him? Shall be damned. That means that person will not inherit the kingdom. It's over. You lost for over. You'll be with the devil in what? Hell. So, there's a problem here. Many of us are already baptized as a result of accepting Jesus as our personal Savior. That's why we are here. But though we are baptized, it is not a given that this is the only thing that to do to be saved. The text says, be baptized and you will be saved. Well, it is not enough. Accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. It's not enough. It's just that, the way that we understand it. And this is a message in itself, the acceptance of Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. It's a big message. All right, we will not unpack it. There are other steps to follow and other requirements, as it is for a home mortgage closing. Baptism is a pre-qualification. Let me say it again. Baptism is a pre-qualification to be saved. When you apply for a mortgage, they tell you you are pre-qualified. But you will not have that house on the basis of pre-qualification. If you stop there, it's over. Get baptized and be saved? No. We are not saved only by being baptized, I told you. One day, a certain ruler wants to know what to do to be saved. Notice the answer of Jesus Christ. He will not talk about baptism anymore. He will be talking about a set of commandments. A certain ruler asked him, saying, "Good master, what shall I do to inherit?" Otherwise, to be saved. To inherit eternal life. And Jesus said unto him, "Why callest thou me good?" Pastor explained that last Saturday. None is good, save one. That is God. And Jesus is God. Jesus is good. Okay. Thou knowest the commandments. Do not commit adultery. Do not kill. Let me ask a quick question. How many watch movies? Don't worry, I used to do that. Movies. Okay. When you see someone killing somebody, like a good person killing a wicked person, are you happy? When you see a good person killing a wicked person in a movie, are you happy? You said yes, you're happy. Sometime. Some witnesses. Sometimes. You are guilty of this, the blood of that person, as many times as you are happy that the good man is killing the wicked man. I used to be like that. Kill him. Why don't you kill me? Look at you. If it's a soccer player, break his leg. Why don't you break his leg? This man is a problem to your team. Break his leg. Okay. You do it. Do not steal. This robber is robbing a bank. And you said, do it quick. The agent is coming. You are a robber as well. Do not bear false witness. Lie. Do not say the truth. He will cut you. Yeah, all right. Honor thy father and thy mother, even if he's... Your mother cannot walk anymore. She's still your mother. And he said, all these have I kept from my youth up. Was this enough? To be keeping the commandment of God, to accept Jesus as personal Savior, to get baptized? This is a very important question that all of us must know before we decide to follow Christ in order to qualify for eternal life. The answer to that question is the following. Then Jesus said to his disciples, if anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself. This is another step. Not all. If you take one or two or three and you miss one or two or three, you're not saved. Let him deny himself. How do you deny yourself? You need to think that the other is above you, is better than you, or as you are, in the good sense. Take up your cross, except to suffer for Christ, and follow me. You need to do two things right here. Deny yourself. And second, take up your cross. And in a different text, it says, every day. Every day. And follow me. When you finish doing this, you can follow me now. Otherwise, stay home. For whoever desires to save his life will lose it. But whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. Eternal life. For what profit is it to a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul? Or what will a man give in exchange for his soul? And you know that we will get to a time, and these great, great reset people are trying to take every asset that we have, and we will live without home. And they, you see, they give us some money from time to time, and we take it. Hey, what do they call it again? Stimulus or a COVID-19 stimulus. I'm telling you, I've got some money like that. I take it. But this is a trap. There will be more traps ahead of us. If we want to have money, if we want to have this and that, Jesus said, what profit is it to a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul? Or what will a man give in exchange for his soul? So, as it is in the process of acquiring the home, so it is in the process of having the eternal life in Jesus. Salvation requires sanctification. Sanctification is the work of the entire life. And you need to go from bad to good, from good to better. And from better to the best. Being pre-qualified for a mortgage loan is good, but that is not enough. You need to prove your qualification for showing verifiable documents. Likewise, by keeping the law of God, you show that you are saved in Christ. Paul says, but without faith, it is impossible. Not it is difficult, but he said it is impossible to please God. If you don't please God, will you go to heaven? No. It is impossible to please him, for he that comes to God must believe. And the first thing that you said, we saw earlier, believe and be baptized. For he that comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is the rewarder of them that diligently seek him. How to seek Jesus? How? This is the word. Diligently. Every day, every time. That also is a step in the salvation process. Faith and looking for God diligently. So far we have seen four or five different elements which separately promises eternal life. But I'm telling you, they are not exclusive. They are inclusive. You cannot choose and pick. All are included. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. This is another thing. You need to endure to the end. That means by taking up your cross, you need to bear it until the end. My daughter was telling me that someone was pinned by his car against a wall for a whole weekend. He could not go away. How? And I was telling them last night, there was a man who was in a boat going to Bahamas. And the boat got an accident, split in many pieces. He's got to swim on his belly for 8 straight days. How? Endurance, perseverance, faith, courage. If you not persevere, you cannot be saved. If you don't have faith to the end, this is a step when you begin to lose faith in the process, both in the home acquisition and in the process of eternal life. You need to persevere no matter how hard the hardships are. Being baptized, keeping the Ten Commandments, having a mere profession of faith, profess to accept Christ as your personal Savior is not enough. You need to persevere in these. At times you feel like the mortgage company is playing game with you and you feel like giving up. That happens to me. My wife told me, give it up. These people are playing. And I sent letters to them. I was mad. Well, I got it. eternal life is the same. Sometimes, okay. So it is with God. You feel like God does not love you and does not care anymore. But these thoughts come from the devil. You need not to pay attention to him. He is the great deceiver. While we are preparing for our heavenly abode, Satan assails us with all sorts of temptations. We fall in many of them, and we feel desperate. God is not honored when we sin like that, but he is not discouraged with us. Amen? Now, to the church of Sardis, Jesus said, "Remember therefore how thou hast received and heard, and hold fast." Hold tight. Do not give in or give up. And repent. "If therefore thou shalt not watch, I will come on thee as a thief, and thou shalt not know what hour I will come upon thee." So we need, those things are important. Don't take them lightly. A Christian following Christ is not someone that is coward. Chicken. "He that overcome, the same shall be clothed in white raiment. And I will not blot out his name out of the book of life. But I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels." You need to overcome. Overcome what? Sins. Last time I preached in Cornerstone 2 Sabbaths ago. I preached over there. You were there. I was talking about 4 entities that we need to overcome at the end, at this end of time. The beast, the mark of the beast, the image of the beast, and the number of the beast. But it's not just those. We need to overcome the devil, ourselves, and many more. We will get back to this toward the end of this message. "Behold, I come quickly, hold fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown." That means you may have a crown today, and tomorrow you lose it. Don't believe that one saved, saved forever. We will see it in a second. This is not biblical. You may be saved today. "Oh God, please forgive my sins. I repent." God says, "Okay, forgiven." It doesn't mean that you will be saved tomorrow or later on the same day. It says, "Him that overcometh will I make a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go no more out, and I will write upon him the name of my God and the name of the city of my God, which is," what? "New Jerusalem." This is where we're going to live. New Jerusalem. Probably some of you have already been to Jerusalem, capital city of Israel. I have never been there. I have never thought about going there. I just don't like going there. But when I get to heaven, I will go to the New Jerusalem, and when I dwell on earth, I ask this question to my family from time to time: where do you want to live when Jesus comes? Will you live in the city? Will you want to live in the city or in the country? It doesn't matter. You just need to be there. I don't care. I like cities, but I like country probably a little bit better. But when Jesus comes, it doesn't matter. The city, country is the same. Live wherever you want to live and build your house. My daughter builds house from time to time on the computer. "Which cometh down out of heaven from my God, and I will write upon him," what? "My new name." Jesus will have a new name. I don't know which name is that. Nobody knows it. All right. fasten your seatbelt. Fasten your seatbelt. The review of the document in the loan acquisition for a mortgage is very trying. If there is a mistake, any intentional lie, the qualification may be revoked or the application denied. Likewise, if in the review of your life, one little single sin is not confessed, it is over for your eternal life. As I'm talking, the review is going for the dead. Soon it will be ours when Sunday law is enforced. Just last week, President Biden said that America must lead the new world order. Last week, when he went to Poland, he said that. This past Wednesday, this week, the World Government Summit has pushed the new world order 1 week after Joe Biden said that. All this leads to the enforcement of an international Sunday law, I promise you. In a very near future, we will hear very bad news about the enforcement of Sunday law. When I shall say to the righteous, follow me, that he shall surely live, if he trusts to his own righteousness and commit iniquity, all his righteousness shall not be remembered, but for his iniquity that he had committed, he shall die for it. That means you may be saved for 2 years, 3 years. The next day after the third year, you commit a sin. If you die in the sin, you are lost forever. I was born in the movement as Seventh-day Adventist. My mom grew up with the first Adventist ever in my original country. That will not grant us eternal life. You may be giving tithes and offerings. You may be preaching all over. You may be sweeping the floor. You may be giving to the needy. You may be praying for the sick. You may be visiting those in prison. That will not grant you eternal life if you sin a last sin. Again, when I say unto the wicked, thou shalt surely die, if he turns from his sin and do that which is lawful and right, if the wicked restore the pledge, give again that he had robbed, walk in the statutes of life without committing iniquity, he shall surely live, he shall not die. This is so, I don't know. Someone who has been living his life with Christ, and at the end of his life he has committed a sin that he was not repenting of, he will live his eternal life. When someone who was a wicked person for his entire life, at the end of his life he accept Christ as his personal Savior, get baptized, have faith in Jesus Christ, he will be saved. Once saved is not saved forever. Once lost is not lost forever. None of his sin that he had committed shall be mentioned unto him. He had done that which is lawful and right. He shall surely live. Talking about the wicked. Now, therefore, son of man, say unto the children of thy people, you, my people, the righteousness of the righteous shall not deliver him in the day of his transgression. As for the wickedness of the wicked, he shall not fall thereby in the day that he turneth from his wickedness. Neither shall the righteous be able to live for his righteousness in the day that he sins. Let them be blotted out of the book of living, say the psalmist. He said, to blot what? Blot out of the book of the living the name of people who were in the book of life. Your name may be in the book of life. This will not grant you eternal life. Is our name in the book of life? Yes, my name is in it. Your name. Sister, your name is in the book of life. My brother, my sister, you, all of you. Our name is in the book of life. But it can be blotted out and not be written with the righteous. Let's hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments. For this is the whole duty of man. Saying with a loud voice, fear God and give glory to him. For the hour of his judgment is come. And worship him that made heaven and earth, the sea and the fountains of water. This is the God that we are worshiping as I'm talking to you. He's the one trusting me the message for you. The closing of a mortgage is the end of a long, tiring process. The whole time, you may doubt that you will purchase the property. At times, you may be asked for a single document at least 5 times. I was mad. But I gave it already to you. Yes, we need it one more time. And we will require it from you one more time. I said, oh. But I want it. Who would not be discouraged? In this review that God is doing since October 1844, beginning from Adam, from the dead, to finish with the living, God and his angels take an active part of the judgment, in the judgment. God is the supreme judge. Jesus is our attorney. The angels playing the role of jurors. And the devil, the role of what? Accuser or prosecutor. I beheld, says the prophet Daniel, till thrones were placed, and one that was Ancient of Days did sit. His raiment was white as snow, and the hair of his head like pure wool. His throne was fiery flames, and the wheels thereof burning fire. A fiery stream issued and came forth from before him. Thousands ministered unto him. That talking about the jurors, angels. And 10,000 times 10,000 stood before him. The judgment was set and the books were open. How many books? Almost done. How many books? How many types of books were open? Can somebody tell me? 3 books. The book of life, the book of memory, and the book of sin. Thus was presented to the prophet's vision the great and solemn day when the characters and the lives of men should pass in review before the judge of all the earth, and to every man should be rendered according to his works. Okay. God will reward everybody according to what they've done while they were alive. If your sins all have been forgiven, you are saved. If one sin has not been forgiven, all your sins will get back to you. And you will pay for all of them. Let's find out. Thus was presented, okay? And holy angels as ministers and witnesses in number 10,000 times 10,000 thousand, and thousands of thousands attend this great tribunal. In the typical service, only those who had come before God with confession and repentance and whose sins through the blood of sin offering, which is Jesus Christ, were transferred to the sanctuary, had a part in the service of the Day of Atonement. So in the great day of final atonement, which is now, as I'm talking, in heaven, and that judgment began when? October 22nd, 1844. So in the great day of final atonement and investigative judgment, the only, highlight it, please. The only cases considered are those of the prophets, people of God. The people in the world are not part of this judgment. The judgment that is being held in heaven now is not for the wicked, the people in the world. It is not for them. It is for us. And God began, okay, the judgment of the wicked is a distinct and separate work and takes place at a later period. When? Somebody said it earlier. 1,000 years that we will spend in heaven. The saved will judge the wicked. If you are saved, you will be judging the wicked. I need to be there. There is one person that I want to judge. Who that is? Because you want to judge him too. We want to judge the devil, eh? Am I correct? And it says, the judgment of the wicked. Okay. Judgment must begin at where? At the house of God. This is us. And if it first began at us, what shall the end be of them that obey not the gospel? The Revelator describing the same scene as another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books, according to the words. Let me ask a question. Is the judgment taking place for us, the living, yet? No. We are not judged now. The dead are being judged as I'm talking. But when Sunday law is enforced, which is the last test given to us, our judgment will begin. I cannot emphasize more on this. The book of life contains the names of all who have ever entered the service of God. Jesus bade his disciples, rejoice, because your names are written in heaven. Is your name written in heaven? Yes. Is my name written in heaven? Yes. Will it be blotted out from the book of life? No. By God's grace. Because your names are written in heaven, Paul speaks of his faithful follower or fellow workers whose names are written in the book of life. Eternal life. Then you're looking down to a time of trouble. We will face it. Such as never was, declares that God's people shall be delivered. And the Revelator says, everyone that shall be found in the book, written in the book. And the Revelator says that those only shall enter the city of God whose name are written in the Lamb's book of life. A book of remembrance, that is a third one, is written before God, in which are recorded the good deeds of them that fear the Lord. What is the fear of the Lord? It is closely associated to the keeping of his commandments. And that thought upon his name, their words of faith, their acts of love are registered in heaven. Faith. In the book of God's remembrance, every deed of righteousness is immortalized. There, every temptation resisted. Every evil overcome. Every word of tender pity expressed. is faithfully chronicled in every act of sacrifice, every suffering and sorrow endured for Christ's sake is recorded. There is record also of the sins of men. Book of Sin. For God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing. Whether it be good or whether it be evil, every idle word that man shall speak, they shall give account thereof in the day of judgment. Says the Savior, by thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned. The secret purposes of and motives appear in the unerring register, for God will bring to light the hidden things of darkness. And this is fearful. Every single thing that you've done in darkness will be revealed. Think about your life, okay? Let us think about our lives. We'll bring to light the hidden things of darkness and we'll make manifest the counsel of the heart. Behold, it is written before me, your iniquities, even the iniquities of your fathers, all. Every man's work passes in review, the review of the mortgage, in review before God and is registered for faithfulness or unfaithfulness. Opposite each name in the books of heaven is entered with terrible exactness. Every wrong word. Every selfish act. And I feel like sometimes I am selfish. I've been thinking about it and I pray that God would get this thing out of me. Don't be selfish. Every trace of selfishness should be completely eradicated from you. Otherwise, you will hear about heaven. You will not be there. You may dream about it. Daydreaming. Every selfish act. Every unfulfilled duty. Think, please. Children, your mom asks you to do something. Yes, mom. And you start doing it and you stop in the middle. Are you done? Yes. Every unfulfilled duty, every secret sin, with every artful dissembling or dissimulation, heaven sent warnings or reproofs neglected, wasted moments. Wasted moments. Unimproved opportunities. God sent you this opportunity to improve yourself. You decide not to do it. All will go into judgment. The influence exerted for good or for evil, with its far-reaching result, all are chronicled by the recording angel. You may be doing something now and you don't feel like your two-year-old baby may not understand everything, but it is right there. And you do this before your little child. 10 years after he or she is replicated the exact same thing that you've done. God says this thing will be chronicled and you will pay the consequences if you do not ask forgiveness. As the books of record are open in the judgment, the lives of all who have believed on Jesus come in review before God. Your whole life. Our whole life. My whole life. Beginning with those who first live upon the earth, our advocate presents the cases of each successive generation and closes with the living us. Every name is mentioned. Every case closely investigated. Don't be tired to hear this message. It is a message giving life or a message giving death. We're done. Names are accepted. Names rejected. When any have sins remaining upon the books of record, unrepented of and unforgiven, their names will be blotted out of the book of life. Did you say earlier that your names are in the book of life? Yes. Can it be that one name be blotted out from the book of life? Yes. And the record of their good deeds will be erased from the book of God's remembrance. If at the review a name is not accepted for one sin or the other, then that person is rejected and is lost forever. What a solemn moment that of the review of names in the investigative judgment. Once a name is rejected, there will be no closing for him. He shall or she will not sign no documents. Last time when I've got to sign, I think it was in the 20 different signatures. She will not be admitted in heaven in the mansion that God has prepared for him, her. Someone else will take over. Don't give away your crown. Don't give it to somebody else. Last thing. This is the last, the paragraph before the last. While Jesus is pleading for the subject of his grace, Satan accuses them before God as transgressors. The great deceiver has sought to lead them into skepticism, to cause them to lose confidence in God, to separate themselves from his love and to break his law. Now, this is a wicked man, telling you. Now, he points to the record of their lives, to the defects of character, the unlikeness to Christ, which has dishonored their Redeemer, to all the sins that he has tempted them to commit. And because of these, he claims them as his subjects. In the Bible, there are two people that Satan declared his subject. Who are they? Moses. Satan says, he is mine. When Jesus came down to resurrect him. And then Joshua, the high priest in Zechariah. Now, my brothers and sisters, in the typical service, the high priest, having made the atonement for Israel, came forth and blessed the congregation. So Christ, at the close of his work as mediator, will appear without sin unto salvation to bless his waiting people with eternal life. As the priest is in removing the sins from the sanctuary, confess them upon the head of the scapegoat. So Christ will place all these sins upon Satan, the originator and instigator of sin. Are you not happy that Satan will carry all our sins? This is a very good thing. God will take our sins away. I believe it was the last before the... But I'm mistaken. I'm not going to take you longer. Brothers and sisters, at this closing of the judgment, none of us should fear. As it is for closing a mortgage, so and even better is it on a spiritual level. The whole heaven, the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost, and the holy angels all want us to be saved. The only one who will not be saved, the one who didn't ask forgiveness and who didn't repent. Let's leave it all at the end, in the hand of the one who sacrificed his holy child for us. in the hands of the one who died for us and is interceding in our behalf, and in the hands of the one who, at the same time, recreating in us the image of Jesus. Be not afraid of the closing. God is giving us eternal life in Jesus Christ. May God bless you all. Amen. So, I want to see the hands of those who want me to pray for them to be there in heaven, to have home in heaven. Can you stand to your face? We'll make a short prayer that our commitment to be saved will not be in vain. Please stand up. If you don't want to be stand up to your feet, you can do that. Heavenly Father, we thank you. It was a lengthy message, but I've got to preach it. Your children got to hear it. As we are trying to close on our heavenly mortgage, Jesus has paid the down deposit for us. He will also pay the closing cost for us as he has done on Calvary. You said that our name will not be blotted out from the book of life if we confess our sins and if we repent. Your children have decided to do the exact same thing. Please accept our commitment. Please forgive our sins. Please, please give us repentance and save us, we pray, in the name of Jesus. Amen.